Okay, here we go. This is Sound Safe the Band, Sound Safe the Podcast, JT, your ever-present narrator, being ably assisted by the ably assisting Stevie, the quiet guitarist with the band. And yes, we've been away for a while. We've been very busy doing a lot of music, Stevie and I, a little bit with Molly too, our violinist. And that intro at the beginning, that's from our... That's the B-side, right, of the new single we got coming out called So Tough. And we'll play a little bit of it here on the podcast. But the podcast today will have musician jokes. We're going back to the old familiar standard. The oldies but goodies. And also we talk a little bit about the Beatles' Revolution. That incredible song that John Lennon penned back in 68 that might seem a little pertinent now with all the... protests going on in the world. So that's the schedule for what we got coming up. Why don't we go to the we'll go right to the do this here. Musician jokes. Now this is where Stevie Stevie gives me some jokes and I cold read and he tries to break me up. He tries to make me laugh. So all right, here we go. How do you get where's that cough button, eh? I don't know where it is. All right. What did you have here? How do you get two bass players to play in unison? How do you get two bass players to play in unison? Hand them charts a half step apart. What's the difference between a dead chicken on the road and a dead trombonist on the road? Always the violent jokes with you. What's the difference between a dead chicken on the road and a dead trombonist on the road? There's a remote chance that the chicken was on its way to a gig. I think you told me that one once before. Mm-hmm. How do you get a guitarist to play softer? How do you get a guitarist to play softer? Now, that's a good question, Stevie. You being a guitarist. Play sheet music in front of them. Very good. All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the song Revolution by the Beatles. Written in 1968. There was three versions of it. And Stevie was, what we do is Stevie talks about some music he likes. He should talk about on the show. He can just turn on his mic, but he won't. But we talk a little bit about the music and he dissects it. And then I look at it and it's kind of interesting. And then it's a lot of times it's like when we were looking at Barb Marley and all of a sudden we did the song We'll Walk Together there. It's kind of like, we look at things, we study a little bit, and then we try our hands at doing it. So we were looking at Revolution by John Lennon and the Beatles, and we ended up doing a song called So Tough, kind of a little rocker. Even has a mono feel to it. Feels like a mono mix, like it could have been from the late 60s. Although they were doing a lot of weird stereo mixes in 68. But what we'll do is we'll talk about that, and then we'll showcase the new single that's coming out called So Tough. It's kind of a rocker. Right? Right? Yeah. You wanted me to do one more joke? No, I think that was enough. That was enough jokes. I don't think we need to do more than that. So why don't we... First, let's showcase the So Tough. I know. Where's that cough button? We'll showcase So Tough, and then we'll talk a little bit about the extraordinary Revolution song by the Beatles. And how it may be pretty pertinent to what's going on today, too. All right, so whenever you're ready, Maestro. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to play with your solo on there. Okay, very good. All right, whenever you're ready. So Stevie's got some solos on this one here. Go ahead. Yeah. Play quite a bit of it. Usually you have such short little things. So that was So Tough. Single coming out, the end of July? July 28th, something like that. Okay. So now I wanted to talk about Revolution. I know. And that's a song by John Lennon, of course, penned. It was recorded and released in 1968. And there are three versions of Revolution. Of course, there was the rockin' version, which was the single. But that was actually the last one recorded. The first one recorded was a very slow, bluesy Revolution. And at the time, Lennon was kind of, there was the new left going on. There was a lot of protests going on in the world about Vietnam and things like that. And there was a lot of violence at the protest. The protests turned violent. They weren't peaceful protests. And he was kind of going back and forth, like some of the lyrics, you know, if you talk about destruction now, well, you can count me out. Originally, that was count me in. And he just was wavering. He wasn't sure. But the final version of the rockin' version had where he was thinking that maybe he doubted that such violence would bring about any change. It worried him a little bit. Of course, because he got so much criticism from the, they called it the New Left at that time, there was a lot of criticism that they said, well, the Beatles were out of touch. They didn't know what was going on in the world. That he actually, a couple years later, out of maybe guilt or out of, I don't know what it would be, that he wrote Power to the People, which is almost taken straightly from Mao's A Little Red Book. So he did want to be cognizant of his critics, I guess. But the bluesy version is the one that Stevie likes. I know, it's a terrible throat thing. I think I got a cold. And I always like the rockin' one because I thought it was kind of a fun little rocker. And got some great feedback guitar, some incredible feedback guitar. And it was interesting that rocker was made only a couple weeks before it was released. They needed something for a B-side. And he wanted to do the slow bluesy version, but they know the B-side has to be kind of a rocker. And so they ended up going in this, and then remaking it and redoing it this fast rocking. And faster and harder rock version is what they were asked for. And of course, the third version was a Revolution number 9. That's that weird sound collage, you know, where the number nine, and there's some backward stuff in there. Not one of my favorites. You got to be in the right mood for that. It's kind of like listen to modern classical music. You got to be really in the right mood for all that strange stuff. Probably my only favorite modern classical pieces, John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds, where it's 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence. And I like that one the most. But we love Revolution, and he showed at the time that, protest is, violent protest is not the way to really make changes. Although he reversed himself in the early 70s by making Power to the People. So that was the song Revolution. We had some jokes today, and we played So Tough, an upcoming single. I think that's it, right, Stevie? Anything else new? No? Yeah, I know we were going to play, there was a electric violin on that thing, but we decided not to use it, right? That was Molly's, yeah. She doesn't know that yet, though, does she? All right, well, I think that's it then, right? Anything else new? We haven't had a podcast for a while. Been so busy in the studio. And I think that's it. Why do I? Oh, no. Stevie doesn't have a new girlfriend. Yeah, she's gone. She left you. All right, I guess that's it. All right, have a sound safe day. No, you're supposed to play right after I say that. Have a sound safe day. There you go.